Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's running against Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman. Councilman Stavros Antony will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Chris Wicker, and Lisa Caffarata. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to this program, Stavros Antony, former member of the Board of Regents, current Las Vegas City Councilman, and seemingly out of nowhere, you're running for mayor against Carolyn Goodman. This is quite a step for you. And you're running, really, it seems, on one issue, which is the financing for the stadium downtown. Would you give, especially for our viewers and listeners in Northern Nevada, just a little background on this and why you're against it?
Sure. At the last city council meeting, the city council voted 4-3 to build a publicly funded stadium. So,
and you're in the minority on this.
And myself and Councilman Beers and Councilwoman Tarkanian voted against it. And it's basically it's a developer who wants a $60 million check from the city of Las Vegas to build a soccer stadium.
And this is the Cordish Group. Cordish Group were involved in Reno about 20 years ago. Never came through at the end of their project, but they've been very successful in other parts of the country.
They've been very successful in going into communities and getting taxpayers to fund stadiums that they own. And that's what they want to do here. They want the taxpayers to fund a soccer stadium that they own. They want the land from the city of Las Vegas. They want they don't want to pay property taxes. They want us to build a parking garage. And $30 million of that $60 million is coming out of a fund that is supposed to go to parks and community centers. And, you know, if I'm the mayor of the city of Las Vegas, I'm going to call up Major League Soccer and say, you're absolutely welcome to come to Las Vegas as long as you bring your own money to build a stadium.
Okay, so, now, we should mention that a major automotive group that operates across the state, and in other states, Finley Automotive, is partnered with Cordish Group on this. What are the other players in downtown who are not politicians, the casinos? How do they feel about having the stadium downtown?
I tell you, Sam, I haven't found anybody that's come to me and say, please take my tax dollars and give it to a developer to build a stadium. Nobody has come to me to say that, whether it's your major stakeholders downtown, whether it's The senior citizen lives up in Sun City, Summerlin. Everybody's against this project, and really what the tipping point for me was when...
Well, everybody except the four council people, including the mayor, voted for it.
There's four people that are for this, and again, the tipping point for me was when Councilman Beers and I decided, let's let the people vote on this. There's so many people against this. Let's let them vote on whether they want their tax dollars spent on a stadium. And I was so disappointed when the vote was, again, 4-3, not to let the folks vote. So that was really the point where I said, I need to get involved. I need to run for mayor. I need to stop chasing these publicly funded stadiums. We have so many other things that we can be talking about. And that's what this petition drive is all about that Councilman Beers is pushing. So between a petition and me running for mayor, we're going to stop this. If I'm mayor, I'm going to stop this.
Did you finally get a real number on how many signatures are needed? Because that seemed to have been a moving target over the last couple of weeks.
Well, it was interesting because they initially told us, well, you need 2,500 signatures and we'll put it on the ballot. Once we got that in like 3, 4, 5 days, they said, oh, time out. It's actually 8,500 signatures. And then when we were getting close to getting 8,500 signatures, they said, well, we're sorry, you have one day less to get the signatures in. So it was a moving target the entire time. We collected around, it looks like, 8,500 signatures. We gave it to the city clerk, and they're going to count it and see if there is that enough to put it on the ballot. But in the meantime, we're going to court. We're going to file a lawsuit because we believe it's 2,500 signatures to get it on the ballot.
All right, let's talk about a couple of different things here. First of all, the tax dollars that you refer to, where are they coming from? Is this room tax money? Where is the tax dollars coming from?
Well, there's $60 million. $30 million of it comes from a room tax.
Really the citizens.
No. I have to finish the sentence.
Sure, go ahead.
Because what happens is people stop at that end of the sentence. It's a room tax paid by tourists. But it's a room tax paid by tourists that goes into a fund that is supposed to be used for parks, community centers, rec centers. I believe we should use some of that money to build a center downtown to take care of our homeless veterans that need some help. It's supposed to be used for the common good. It's not supposed to be given to a private developer to build a stadium that they own that we have to pay to get into. See, that's what the difference is. People stop in the middle of that sentence. And I want to put that money back into the park fund so people have a place to go and walk their dogs and take their kids and play baseball and play soccer. That's what it's supposed to be used for.
Let's talk about the parking garage you refer to. Now, other people have told me that a parking garage is needed no matter what because of all the activity that's going on with Symphony Park and the Smith Center and all these other developments that are going on. There's tremendous development. That a parking garage is going to be needed anyway.
A parking garage, without a stadium, a parking garage will be needed 10 years from now. There's really nothing being developed in Symphony Park right now. The economy took such a hit that all the plans to build on Symphony Park are time out. The developers just don't have the money.
But don't you think that's coming back rapidly?
No, it's not coming back rapidly.
I mean, you've got $12.5 billion worth of projects on the boards in Las Vegas at this point in time between the convention center, what's happening on the Strip. You don't think that's going to trickle over to downtown with all the energy that all of you have put into this?
It will trickle over. That doesn't mean it's all going to be built next year. And the plan for building a parking garage is based on a tax that involves major, I think, like they're talking about 5,000 room hotel being built in Symphony Park. That stuff's not coming for a long time. We don't have people knocking on our door saying we want to build the Mirage type of a casino in Symphony Park. So we don't need that garage today. What that garage would be needed for is if we built a stadium. That would definitely be needed. But we don't need to build that today. And that's really part, it's just the smoke and mirrors. It's part of the package to build a stadium. And again, the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for it. So Google Glendale, Arizona, where they have the football stadium, the hockey stadium, and a AAA baseball stadium that the taxpayers built. That city is a financial crisis right now because of all these sports things that they put in that they thought they were going to make a lot of money. And I'm not going to put the city of Las Vegas in a financial situation where we're not building parks because we gave the money to a developer.
All right,
that's not going to happen.
Okay, let's take a break. Take a breath here. We'll be right back with Stafford Santini after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Stavros Anthony. He's a Las Vegas City Councilman running for mayor against very popular mayor, Carolyn Goodman. It looked like it was going to be a low cash deal because there was no opposition to Carolyn Goodman until you jumped into the race. What I'm hearing on the other side is that there are lots of fundraisers being held. How much money do you think you're going to need to run a competitive race here?
Probably $500,000. This is going to be the Goodman name is pretty popular.
Pretty.
They've been around for a while, so I'm going to have to spend some money.
16 years of dynasty at this point.
Well, I want to spend money to get my message out, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to talk about what my message is the mayor of Las Vegas.
So you're talking about $500,000. Can you raise $500,000?
Yes, I can. Absolutely.
You got guarantees from people at this point?
Yes. People are already calling me, telling me where to send a check.
Okay. What kind of people are doing? If you don't mind my asking, what kind of people? Is it businesses? Is it private citizens? You know, who's offering to put up the bulk of this kind of money?
I'm getting people that want to give me a $10,000 check, and I have people sending me a $100 check. So it's going to be, it's all over the place. But that's not as important as the voters are behind me. The people that are going to show up to vote do not want this stadium built. They want the city council focused on other things besides the stadium. And they're going to show up, and they're going to vote, and they're going to vote for me because I know I'm going to change the course of how our money is being spent in the city of Las Vegas.
All right, so if you think you're going to raise $500,000, how much do you think Carolyn Goodman's going to end up raising?
I have no idea.
This would be the most expensive mayoral race, I would imagine, in Las Vegas history.
It's a good thing to look up. I'm not sure how expensive other races have been, but you'd have to ask her how much money she's going to raise. But I'm going to raise money, and I'm going to get my message to the voters, and I think I have the voters. We had, looks like, around 8,500 people sign a petition against the stadium in a very short period of time. We weren't able to get that organized. They gave us a short period of time to do this. And we had people lined up at City Hall to sign this petition. So they are very angry because we're spending tax dollars on a stadium, and they're not allowed to vote on it in the first place. So I think that message is going to resonate with the public, and they're going to come out and they're going to vote for me because they know I'll be able to stop the stadium. Even if it doesn't get on the ballot, I'm going to stop it.
Have you heard from Finley Automotive at this point in time?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to them since the last vote. But they know where I stand on this issue. There's really no reason to meet with them. And I'll tell you, the Finley group, Justin Finley, they're great people. They're very passionate about soccer. I understand exactly where they're coming from. But it's not the model that's good for Las Vegas. The model is you build a stadium, you buy the team, and the city of Las Vegas will support you.
So as you look at this campaign, as I said earlier, at this point in time, you're a one-issue candidate. Do you think that that can sustain you? They brought you some water here. Do you think that that can sustain you? Because the mayor is going to be pointing to her first 4 years, plus, you know, the 12 years that her husband served and all the accomplishments that they've made. How do you counter that?
Well, that's one of the issues is stopping the stadium. But there are other issues here. The second issue is to put that money back in the park fund so we can start focusing on our neighborhoods. We need to spend a lot of time downtown, but we need to spend time and money where people live and make sure they have great neighborhoods, make sure that there isn't graffiti in their neighborhood, make sure that there's a park within walking distance that they can walk their kids over. They don't have to drive there. That's what one of the focuses that I'm going to take that I don't know if the previous mayors have done as much. I spend a lot of time in my ward just dealing with day-to-day issues that people see every single day. And as far as downtown, I want to stop talking about stadiums and start talking about the UNLV Medical School. Start talking to UNLV about bringing a campus downtown. Talk to the college about bringing a campus downtown and partnering up with these new young entrepreneurs that want to open up businesses, get them to mentor these folks, and they're the ones that are going to create these businesses and these jobs that are really going to build downtown, not a soccer stadium. Okay, that's not going to do it.
Got about 30 seconds left. Mayor Goodman is going to come on the program to talk about this. At some point, before the election, will you come on and debate her on
Absolutely.
The program?
Absolutely.
Okay, love to have you here.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, we'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Backed by popular demand, buy any select best rocker recliner and get the second one free starting at just $5.99. But you've got to get in here to see this. Exclusive to Home Solutions at Ace and all new from Best Home Furnishings, the Nuvo Collection. The secret, a unique combination of soft touch foam layered on top grade resilient foam. Experience a whole new level of unforgettable comfort, a whole new generation of furniture. Once you get in it, you won't want to get out of it. It's that comfortable. Only at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
Who wants to try a new burger?
That's good.
It's really good.
Very juicy.
It's melted garlic herb butter.
It's original.
I like soft buns.
I would buy this. This is amazing.
Could this be from Jack in the Box?
Definitely not Jack in the Box, no.
I'm not a big fan of Jack in the Box burgers, and this is really good.
Thanks, I guess.
That is my new Buttery Jack, with garlic herb butter melted right on it. You can go classic or bake it in Swiss. Will they melt in your mouth? You better believe it.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber, which is the northern portion of the Chamber of Commerce. Elisa Cafferata is a lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. And her mom just accepted a position with the Attorney General's office. We know that the press releases will all be perfectly written because your mom is an awesome writer.
Yes.
And congratulations to her.
Yes.
And Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems and the Democratic National Committee. It's a pleasure to have you all here. So let's start out. We're taping this the morning of the second day of the session. Your thoughts so far?
Well, we've got 119 days left of craziness to go, but the first day was actually calm, and I think a lot of people expected differently. The assembly chambers were very crowded, of course, with lobbyists of all types waiting to see who was going to vote against John Hambrick for speaker, but it was a voice vote, unanimous, no votes against.
Which is traditional.
It's very traditional. I think only one time Ty Cobb voted against Barbara Buckley back in, I want to say, 07 or 09, 07, I think. But this has always happened this way, but people thought with all the Michelle Fiore stuff going on that it would be different. And it was a very quiet, normal, ceremonial, pomp and circumstance day.
Alicia?
Right. And I think over on the Senate side, we were all in the assembly watching to see what would happen. But on the Senate side, they were going through their list of bills and going to start having hearings and discussions on the tax proposals already. So they're diving into work.
And it seems like this session is really geared up and ready to go, more so than any other session I think I've seen.
Well, I think there's been a lot of anticipation, and probably one reason for that is because of all the new legislators that are there. Everybody's expecting confusion and turmoil, and that was evident by the gallery was just packed in the assembly side, and on the Senate side, you could have, it was about halfway packed, so everybody was expecting confusion and turmoil on the assembly side, and luckily they were disappointed. It was it ran like it's supposed to.
And, you know, this is the important thing for everybody to remember, which is the Republicans really need to show that they can govern. If they can't, then they're not going to be there two years.
Well, that's right. It's one thing to campaign and run your mouth and say this and that and that the other and put out your platitudes. It's another thing to get into a building, work with people that you don't agree with all the time, and come up with a budget and policies that are for the betterment of this state. And that takes actual hard work. It takes a lot less talking, a lot more listening.
And the governor is going to have to spend a lot more time and his team working the legislature than ever before since maybe 2003.
Well, and I think that in the state of the state, the governor showed some real steel, and he is very determined to modernize Nevada's education system and taxation system. And so I think he's committed to being there and having his staff there. So I think we're going to see it.
Okay. Now, do you, Chris, share the thoughts of many Democrats after that State of the State speech that he sounded more like a Democrat than a Republican?
With only two exceptions, the bargaining reformation and the PERS reformation. Other than that, it's stuff that the Democrats have wanted for years. And with the two-thirds limitation on revenue increases and always often having a Democratic legislature with a Republican governor, it was never been possible. Now we have a Republican governor, we have some Republican moderates and Democrats, and we're looking at issues Democrats have supported for years and years. And so the interesting battle is going to be between the conservative and moderate Republicans.
Okay, and Lisa, for the governor to get what he wants, what are the Democrats going to demand?
Well, the Democrats I've spoken to have a long list of things that they are asking for, which is, you know, no changes to collective bargaining and protection for PERS and all the education reforms to be quite limited other than the ones they've proposed. And I think when you get down to the very end game, they're going to get, you know, one or two of their priorities, but certainly not all of their priorities.
And one of the great concerns, of course, with this many freshmen is actually getting the session closed down on time.
Right. You have people, I think Maggie Carlton is the only one that's ever been in the minority before. So all the Democrats, none of them have ever been in the minority before. None of the Republicans have ever been in the majority before. None of these folks have ever chaired committees before. So it is going to be very different, and you're going to have a lot of skill and thought put it. I think they can do it. Because remember, people thought that once Bill Raggio left, the whole thing would fall apart. They were able to figure it out, and they'll be able to figure it out this time, but it's going to be a big learning curve for a lot of them.
One thing that could be very disruptive is what we are hearing a lot of is an effort to put redistricting into this legislature. And if the Republicans proceed with that, that will be a very disruptive element.
Okay, but, you know, if they do get that in there, I mean, is it a straight majority vote on that?
I think so.
And would the governor, you know, have veto power?
Yeah, I mean, it would work just like any other bill, but it would not be an easy thing to accomplish. You that would blow up the world down there for sure.
It doesn't make any sense with a situation the way we have it with the agenda that the governor has.
That's not on his agenda, and it just, I think, is if they try and do it, it's a huge power play, and it's sort of the worst side of politics, and
it's
doesn't
kind of
accomplish
a national thing that Republicans have been doing around the country is redistricting outside of the
census
annual
years.
Census or the decennial census.
Okay, please, no annual census. All right, I'm going to ask you guys to stick around, and we'll keep you on the next show, okay?
Sure.
We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this time.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
What you don't know about health insurance may surprise you. Hey, true or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. True or false? A lot of people qualify for financial help to lower the cost of their health insurance.
False?
Actually, millions of people have qualified for financial help on their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A family of four making about $95,000 a year or less may qualify. True or false? You are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014. And there's a tax penalty for not being insured. Huh, you seem like you've done your research.
True.
Then you know whether you want to switch your health coverage, or signing up for the first time, or self-employed, retiring early, don't have coverage at work. There's an answer for you.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So you found health coverage from a name that's been trusted for years.
True.
Very good. True or false? There are no affordable health plan options out there. Truth is, there's a choice of plans to help fit different needs and budgets.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-800-866-1751 for a free quote. That's 1-800-866-1751. Or visit anthemhelps.com.
On our next broadcast, the one, the only George Harris will join us. We'll see you then.